minimizing extremely different soil interfaces could improve watering and help the roots. We're checking into a common problem next on Western Life Radio.
School resource officers make $50,000 and up. Faster Utah can train 40 or more school staff members to the same skill level for the same amount of money. What do you think? FasterUtah.org.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement has been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Many new lawns struggle to drain properly because of the soil interface. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening discusses the problem.
BYU for many years had a sports grade soil mix going in everywhere. A very similar soil mix, it's not exactly the same that they use at the Temple Square. Unfortunately, all the turf comes in, and it comes in on a base of clay. That base of clay creates what we call a soil interface. You've got this nice, highly engineered soil underneath it, and then you've got clay on top. And so the water will go into the clay and sit there until you get a puddle. Once you get a puddle, it'll actually start draining into that subsoil. But after it's a certain point and the puddle gets low enough, it'll stop draining and there'll still be a puddle. And this is a concept I know a lot of people with horticulture degrees that still fight it. I've had bosses that have had the same classes I've had that really struggle with that idea. But I have seen it. I've seen it in action. I have worked on crews at BYU actually trying to cure that problem because they can't get a sod that's not on clay. And so it's not just the compaction. It's also the fact that actually what was, in my opinion, too good a soil, and it caused more problems for them.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.